This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Later today, the new DORA program gets underway. The designated outdoor refreshment area, better known as free-range drinking, allows bar patrons to move from bar to bar with their drinks in hand. The area includes the 700 block of Main Street all the way to the river and from the city center to the Leach Amphitheater. The DORA program is only temporary and will be reviewed by city officials when it wraps up in the fall. The Oshkosh School District has presented their plan for $150 million worth of athletic fields and fine arts center. The facility would not be built for a couple of years. Reaction, though, to the proposal has been mixed so far. Many residents are concerned about another major property tax increase after giving over $300 million in taxes for the new Val Phillips Middle School. There's now a move to save the historic Merrill School building. Organizers want the 90-year-old building to be spared and turned into apartments. Page 2, the Oshkosh Police Department now investigating a fatal motorcycle accident. It happened last night about 6:45 in the 400 block of 12th Avenue. An Oshkosh man who allegedly was behind the powerboat that hit the Luz Cruz last Saturday night has now made an initial court appearance. Jason Lindeman faces a number of charges, including 12 counts of recklessly endangering safety. Meanwhile, Captain Jeff of the Luz Cruz says they're not taking any reservations due to damage from that hit-and-run accident. No word on how quickly they're back again in the water. Another portion of the Riverwalk is closing down due to construction at Lakeshore Park. The Riverwalk there is closing on Monday for a while. Crews are working on the new four-season Lakeshore Pavilion. Just in time for Air Venture, the EAA Museum expansion is now complete. The two-story, 30,000-square-foot addition will provide pilot training and classrooms to inspire the next generation of pilots. Air Venture less than 2 weeks away. In sports, the annual Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Games are Saturday on J.J. Keller Field. The games raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. Waterfest is back again after a couple weeks off. Tonight is the music of Journey, followed by the band Boston. I'm Bob Brunell. That's Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.